What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we are talking about how long does the love bombing phase last? How long can they keep it up? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So boom, welcome back, folks. Yes. The love bombing phase from a toxic narcissistic person. How long can it last? I know I say this a lot, but y'all will not believe how often I get this question right here. Like how often this question is dropped into my comment section. How long does it last? How long does the love bombing phase last? I like, just let me drop a main video. Y'all look, listen to the video, watch the video to the end, you know, leave your thoughts and look, leave a comment about how long the love bombing phase lasted with you. Like with you, how long did it last with you? So to start off, y'all, there is no set time limit for the love bombing phase. It lasts as long as it lasts. So actually, it's just one of the things right there. I know people don't want to hear that. People, that's not good enough. But like being realistic, y'all, it can be short as hell. It can be extended. It really just depends on the narcissist.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And you, it really depends on you. Like, Lee, how does it depend on us? Like, how does it depend on us? If they asked us about how long they want us to love bomb them, we would say forever. We want them to love bomb us forever. So how does it about us? Y'all, it's about you because, like, the reason a lot of narcissists stop love bombing you is because they don't see you the same way anymore, right? And I know the same is true on the other end of the spectrum. Like, you don't see them the same way anymore either. But they stop love bombing you because they really don't see you the same way anymore. Like, at the beginning, y'all, narcissistic people see you as damn near perfect. You are flawless to them. You are literally flawless to them. You can do no wrong to that narcissist or to that toxic person. You really, really can't. Like, they look at you as like, they look at you as like you were created for them. You are the perfect person for them. Like, if y'all believe in the Bible and Adam and Eve, like, they think you were made from their damn rib. Or they think you were made from their rib, or they think that they were made from yours. You know, whatever way you go with it, that's the mindset. You are perfect to them. You are flawless to them. Love bombing is also commonly referred to as idealization. Even though love bombing happens during the idealization stage, during this stage, y'all, this is when they give you everything they want because you make them feel good, right? They look at you as perfect. They put you on this pedestal right here. Here you go. This is the pedestal. This is a little toxic pedestal, and this is you because you are hand sanitizer because you're clean, right? You're clean empaths, right? You and the narcissist get the ibuprofen because they give you a headache, but. They put you on this pedestal right here, right? And they just love bombing you. They clapping the cheeks. They giving you everything you want and need. They giving you money, taking you places, you know, preparing you the best meals, whatever it is, whatever love bombing works for you. Because love bombing is not just grandiose stuff. Love bombing can be an open ear. An ear that's always open. A phone that's always responding to you. Love bombing can be something like that as well. But they love bomb you because they like how they feel about themselves. It's crazy how love bombing is actually about the narcissist, right? Love bombing is actually about them. You know, love bombing. I'm gonna do a longer video. Y'all be inspiring me with y'all's questions. You know, I'm gonna do a longer video about that right there. How love bombing, y'all inspired this video with your questions, and then you inspired another video because I just thought about it, because love bombing is actually about the narcissist. Pardon the interruption, just want to let you know that I do have courses and support groups available as well. Courses to help you understand what you went through and support groups to help you during or after the toxic relationship. Link in the description. Now back to the video. Think about it. Love bombing is actually about them making themselves feel good because they make themselves feel good because they're in control of you. They're getting supply from you, right? They're getting all of this stuff from you. They're getting their needs met from you. So they want to meet your needs. They want to meet your wants, right? And then they're love bombing you up until they stop seeing you as perfect. Well, Lee, what causes that? They love bomb you up until they stop seeing you as perfect because this is the dynamic right here, y'all. This is the space that a lot of people fall into. Like, they see you as perfect, right? And then they stop love bombing you because they see your flaws. Once they see your flaws come out, once they see that you are a flawed human being, that you are not perfect, they start to treat you differently. They take the love away. The love bomb has finally fizzled out. It has stopped exploding. It's damn near like, you know, the little firecrackers that you light on the 4th of July and they just like the little sparklers or whatever, and it just sparkling bright until it just, then it goes out. That's what love bombing looks like. You know, this like, it's not really a love bomb, it's like a love sparkler. It sparkles until it burns out, right? So you are, they're love bombing you, they're giving you everything that you want and need, and then they stop seeing you as perfect. They see your flaws, they see that you're not a perfect person. And this is not me being disrespectful for you, to you, but if you're a believer, you know that there's only one perfect person. That perfect person is high above, right? You know, that perfect person died for your sins, right? So you're not a perfect human being. We all have flaws. And the crazy thing about narcissists, right? The crazy thing about their flaws is that their flaw, what they see as a flaw in you, could be something so minute, y'all. A flaw to a narcissist that can stop the whole entire love bombing phase, to make them reveal them their true selves, to make them take the mask off. A flaw can be something as simple as you saying the word no to them. You can say the word no to them, right? You really, really can. You can say the word no to them and they see you as imperfect now. That's a flaw, because the word no is a boundary. You ever heard no is a complete sentence? It's true. No is absolutely a complete sentence, right? But no is also a boundary at the same time. It really, really is. So no is a complete sentence and it's also a boundary. No, it's like that little, no is like a damn, it's like, here we go. It's like a damn superfood, ain't it? Like, no is like, it's so jam-packed. It's only two letters, but it's dense. It's dense. The word no is like, it's a boundary. It's a complete sentence. It's a powerful word. You know what I mean? It's it's dense, like a black hole. Like the sun, our sun, it can be bigger than a black hole, but the black hole, the same size as the sun, is way more dense. It's heavier. You know, it's crazy how that works. But they hate the word no. If you say no to them, if you argue with them, if you refuse them, if they feel like you rejected them, if they feel like you slighted them, they will see that as a flaw and keep messing with you. And like, take the love away. The sparkler starts to burn out. The love sparkler starts to finally fizzle and burn out. But the crazy thing about it is, y'all, once the love bombing phase ends, it will never, ever go back to being the way it was before. And I hate to say that to people, but I feel like I need to say it to be real with you, to keep y'all, you know, to keep you abreast of what's going on. Love bombing will never, the love will, in this relationship will never, ever be the same again. It just won't. It won't go back because now they see you as a flawed person. It will never go back to how it was before. And I need y'all to realize that, because I feel like if you're holding on to hope that it will go back to what it was before, because you see Lee Hammack's videos, you see Lee Hammack still married, you see Lee Hammack still making it work in his life, and you go back to that, don't do that. Don't do that because you saw Lee Hammack do it. Because I'm one of the rare ones, and that's not me being braggadocious, that's not me bragging on what I've accomplished, but it's a rarity that a narcissistic person will absolutely make the changes necessary for you to be happy with them, y'all. For the love to go back, because love bomb is going to, once it fizzles out, once it fades out, it's gone, y'all. It doesn't come back on. And like I said, it's nothing, it's really less about you than what you think it is. That's what I said. It's not really about you. If you peel the layers back, it really is about them. It really is about how they feel. It really is about how they carry themselves. It really is about getting their needs met. So when they feel like they can't see you the same way anymore, it's like they don't see you the same way anymore. It's like they take your mask off. It's crazy, isn't it? But it's not really taking your mask off. It's really them taking their glasses off, because they have the love goggles on. They see you at 20/20 vision, and then they take the love goggles off and they're like, "Damn, I really can't see. I really messed up. I really made a mistake. So they start taking the love away from you, right? They start subtracting the love away from you. They start minusing the love away from you. Just because, and I'll say this, just because the love bombing stops, it does not mean that they will leave you alone. This can be 2 weeks into the relationship. This can be 2 months. This can be 2 years. This can be down the road, y'all. They'll show flashes of who they really are, but they'll show flashes of the love bombing stopping. They'll yell at you. They'll scream at you. They'll snappy at you. They might even cheat on you. It's crazy about it. Like, they can cheat on you during the love bombing phase. Ain't that crazy? Ain't that crazy? That's how you know the love bombing phase is about them making themselves happy, securing supply. Like, that's how you know it's about them, because they can cheat on you while telling you that they love you and they're giving you everything that you want and need. They can still cheat on you during a love bombing phase. Like, so they won't, it doesn't mean that they will leave you alone. They will stay, like, some of them will absolutely stick around. Some of them will stay around. Some of them will keep you around because they most narcissists don't know what's going on inside of their heads. So they'll keep you around thinking that they can make it work. Thinking that, crazy thing about it is, they stay and keep you around thinking that they can change you. You know, they think they can change you into someone else, but it doesn't work that way. You know, it doesn't work that way. They want to change you to the image that they have in their heads. They want to change you to the image. They want to change you back to the image of you being on the pedestal. They want to change that. And that's why I tell people, if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, whoever, just understand that, like, there's no time limit on the love bombing phase. It can end. It ends when it ends, because they see you for who they are. They see you for who you are. Quote unquote. That's not necessarily, and I'm not saying that you are flawed, you're a horrible person, y'all. They just see you for who you are. You know, you don't pick the phone up. You text them back late one day. That's a flaw, y'all. It can be so small. Something so small can turn into something so big. It can be something truly small, but can turn into something so huge, can't it? But that's why I tell y'all, this is part of it right here, y'all. This is part of the dynamic. This is part of the space and whatnot. You know, somebody just joined my support group. Y'all heard a notification. I do have a support group, y'all. So if y'all want to check out the support group, the link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. We get live in the support group. We had a support group meeting last night. It was a great meeting. Thank you everybody for attending, who you, or if you're watching this. But that's where it goes, y'all. That's the dynamic. That's the space. That's the piece that we fall into right there. So I want everybody to understand. I want everybody to know. I want everybody to get into this space that, like, it's not your fault that the love bombing ends. The narcissist is going to end it sooner or later anyway. You know? Just because the love bombing lasts longer doesn't mean it can be rekindled, so to speak. So don't blame yourself. Don't beat yourself up. There's literally nothing that you can do, because it's not about you. Sorry. It's not about you. So I hope that y'all stay blessed. I hope that you stay empowered. And like I said, once the love bombing ends, like I said, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, whenever, it doesn't go back to being the same, but it also doesn't mean that they will get rid of you. And every there's different spectrums. Narcissism is a spectrum, y'all. So not all every narcissist is going to be the same and just treat you horribly and hurt you and break you down and whatnot, you know. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Of course, like and subscribe to this channel if you haven't. Check out the support group. Check out the courses. I'm super thankful for you. Mental illness is up. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. I am extremely grateful for you. You have no idea. If you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. It helps reach more people. And click on the screen to watch another video or to browse through another playlist. There's also a link on the screen to check out my courses and my support groups to help you heal and understand what you've been through. Thank you so much again. I will see you in the next video. Peace.